You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Sacramento Choral Society and Orchestra begins its 23rd season with a concert October 20th at the Fremont Presbyterian Church. The group just released its 10th CD. It's an album recorded live at a concert this past May. In full disclosure, I do need to say that one of SCSO's recent board members is CAP Radio's COO and CFO, June Reyna. That said, we have featured many concerts and recordings by SCSO over the years. And in the studio with me is its founder, Dr. Don Kendrick. He is Director of Choral Activities and Music Director. He's also a Sac State Professor Emeritus. Welcome.
Thank you, Beth.
Busy as ever.
As ever. I'm semi-retired, but I'm still keeping my oar in the water.
Let's start with the CD release, 10th annual CD.
Hard to believe it. We have 10. Last May, I did my last concert at with my Sac State choirs and the Choral Society and the orchestra and the children's choir as soloists. The stage was packed with my best friends, 350 people on the stage at the Community Center Theater and about 1,700, 1,800 people in the audience. And I did a concert that was called Jubilate, and it was a farewell to all my choir kids at Sac State, and I'm missing them terribly. But at any rate, we actually got $12,000 worth of funding to produce that CD,
wow,
which is what it costs to produce these CDs. And we've done, was it 10 of them, I think?
Yeah.
10 of them at $12,000 each. So it's a lot of money. But some very good friends within the choir came forward and wrote a check. And we produced that CD into edited down. It's a live performance in the Community Center Theater, but it's a great CD, and it has all those pieces on it.
I think we have a clip so that we can hear some of these voices together. Let's listen to a bit from the CD.
Okay.
So we're jumping ahead a little. That wasn't quite from the CD, but go ahead.
We're going to come to some of the music from the CD a little bit later, I think. But that opening, so anyway, I'm very excited about having that CD available at this concert for sale. But the opening piece, you know, this concert I'm doing, the opening of the 23rd season of the Choral Society in Fremont Presbyterian Church this Saturday night at 8 o'clock, is going to feature three pieces I have never done in my life. And when you consider how old I am, I've conducted.
Or how much music you've
and how
done.
Much music I've yeah. conducted over all of these years. There's pretty well not much that I haven't conducted in my life, but this concert, this Saturday, is basically three pieces that I've never conducted before. Mm. Arvo Pärt, who's an Estonian composer and really regarded as one of the most important components of his school. We visited Estonia this past summer on tour. We were in Estonia and Latvia and Finland. And so I'm opening the concert with a piece of his called the Berliner Mass, which is the Berlin Mass. And Arvo Pärt's music is very stark and very cerebral, and there's not much counterpoint, and it's difficult as can be because literally every bar is a different meter. I mean, they're counting 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 9, and it's nerve-wracking to sing his music. But it's very, very pure and straightforward. And that was just a clip you heard from the Gloria, the opening of the.
Last week's Sound Advice, we just talked about Arvo Pärt because Anne Akiko Myers just recorded some of his music on violin, she described tearing through it and trying to follow all his markings. And then when she played it for him, he said, "Why did you do that?" And it made her realize that he composed it by his mind and his approach, but that he was leaving latitude, understanding that others might have their own interpretation.
Right. Well, I'm finding that in this beautiful mass that he wrote for the Berliner Mass. And it's, as I said, every bar is a different meter. So we're constantly counting. I mean, for 30 minutes, we are literally counting like mad to get through the piece. But it's very pure and it's very, very minimalistic. And it's just a wonderful piece to listen to. unlike anything we've ever heard in this town, and it's never been done in this town. And then we're moving into 1772, way back to Mozart, and we're going to do a piece by Mozart that I have never done before also.
I think we do have a clip of that. Let's listen. Voices will you have on stage?
About 130 singers for this. So it's not the full choir. It's about two-thirds of them. And there'll be only because of room. We can barely get 130 people into Fremont Presbyterian Church. It's going to feature organist Ryan Enright. And he's probably the most brilliant organist here in Northern California. Mm. Dr. Enright is our accompanist. And he's also the organist at St. John's Lutheran. And it's featuring the organ in this work called The Litanies. And Mozart was very unhappy when he was living in Salzburg, and he wrote four different litanies. And this was written between his second and third visit to Italy. But it's a great prayer of supplication and veneration for the Eucharist. And it's going to feature some of the finest soloists we're bringing in from the San Francisco Opera.
And then the third piece that you're doing.
And then we're going to move to a piece that, again, my third unconducted piece ever in this town. It's called Laudis Organi, and it's by Zoltán Kodály, who's a famous Hungarian composer, and it was the last work he wrote for Atlanta, Georgia, for the National American Guild of Organists Convention, and it really features the organ as the king of instruments plus the choir, and it sounds a little bit like this.
So you can hear that live at the Stained Glass Songs in the Spirit. It's this Saturday, 8 o'clock, and Dr. Don Kendrick continuing to direct the music and the choir. Congratulations.
Thank you.
On one of the busiest retired people I know. We'll have more online and more about the Jubilate CD at capradio.org/insight. That's Insight for today. Thanks for joining us.